Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
There she is, Miss Chum number one.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Are you? What's so excited about talking to Jamar and I early in the morning?
You know what? I spend a lot of time in the car, like probably 3 hours a day driving back and forth to work. And it's dark in the morning and it's so depressing. But you guys are funny. I've been listening for a long time. And I used to think of Roger and Marilyn like bacon and eggs. And then Jamar came along and I was like, oh, it's like pouring syrup on everything the way his voice was and everything.
Syrup, man.
You know what? You guys are great. You're a great addition to the team. And you know what? You guys are so funny and realistic. And you always talk about stuff that's kind of relevant in my life. It's really funny. I love it. So,
well, that's
anyway.
Very kind of you to say that. What's relevant in your life right now? What's happening?
I'm on my way to work. I'm an estimator, an electrical estimator. I'm an electrician by trade, but I'm estimating now.
Wow.
So it's kind of a new development in my career, but I love it.
What does that mean, estimating electricity?
Well, I work for an electrical and mechanical company, and we bid on jobs for like electrical installations and repairs and commercial industrial installations.
Wow. So people ask you, what should we charge for this job? And you give the price?
Yeah, they put drawings out for tender and different companies work up a bid. And then you all submit your bid and the person who had the best price.
She has a very important job. Listen, I want you to talk to my student loan lenders.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And just estimate how much does you really have to pay back.
Yeah,
you know,
Just
you should just take that and just extrapolate it out to all types of different businesses.
Yeah. That's great. Anyway, I'm so happy to get through.
Thank you.
Talking to you guys is like a prize all by itself.
Oh, well, listen, we want you to have a great day. Thank you for being Chum number one and listening for so long. We appreciate it.
No, that's awesome. Very good. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye,
Kieran. And I estimate that you are a fantastic woman.
Okay, that's where the syrup comes in.
No, I'm just an estimation.
No, he's syrupy. Okay, cut this call right now. Now it's getting uncomfortable.
Okay, guys, have a great day.
You too, honey.
So I guess this is the part where the syrup just gets on your fingers and you're just like, why did I eat that?
Yeah.
Right? I am definitely chained to my alarms in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
You have to thank the Apple Alarm for this show. They are the big sponsor of the show. Without it would not happen. I'm telling you.
Is it an alarm? Like, is it an alarm or is it music?
Oh, it's the worst alarm ever. The alarm. No, it's even worse than that. I say that the alarm on the Apple iPhone is the sound of the devil farting in your ear. It's like, it's the worst sound on the face of everything. It's like, and I need it because I sleep so hard that if I didn't have a loud alarm, I feel like I wouldn't get out of bed. This story I'm reading debunks that. Check this out, Marilyn. Do you wake up to an alarm or music?
I wake up to Chum.
Really?
In the bathroom.
And you probably just pop up, right?
Yeah, and Chum is playing in the bathroom, and then I also have an alarm that goes off. And it's kind of like chimes. It's chimes that wake me up. So I hear that, yeah.
What you're saying supports what I'm reading.
Oh, really?
It says waking up to music instead of an alarm gets you out of bed faster. It makes you more alert.
We didn't play that this morning, Tom.
I don't know about Banga Boys, but
I think we played Bruno Mars this morning.
That'll just make you angry.
Get up!
But yeah, listen, text us at 104536. Do you wake up to like an alarm sound or do you wake up to actual music?
Mm.
And the study is saying that when you wake up to music instead of an alarm, you get out a bit faster, you're less sluggish, you're more alert, and you're just in a better mood all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, I think it just, for me, it just kind of eases me in. Like I go, oh, that sound, in my head, I think it says, oh, that sounds familiar. But it's not this like interruptive thing that, what's, is this it?
This is great waking up music.
I think I got to get out of bed. Wait, I think it's time to, wait, what time? Is it time to, I think it's time.
Why, it's time to get up.
Time to get up.
Yeah.
Time to get up. Up, 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 up. Get your butt up. Oh, man.
That's his get up music.
That's
what my get up music is. Mine's Disco Inferno. Like, if you're just kind of like, it's like, okay, here it is. It is 3 o'clock and hit it.
Whoa.
Hey, baby, get up. Come on. Left foot out of bed. Now the right foot out of bed.
Yeah.
Hips don't lie, okay?
Okay. Look at those hips. Those are breakfast hips, girl. I like that. Don't shake it. Don't break it.
Exactly. I mean, why not wake up to music that you love rather than this terrible sound that you hate? I don't know. I think the music thing's a good idea.
No. I want to sleep at Maryland's house. That sounded fun.
It's kind of fun.
That did sound
It's kind of fun. And then I start flashing the lights in the bathroom. It's good.
Oh, man.
I got the disco thing happening.
Disco and shower? That's how you do it. All right. This morning, Truth Tuesday, we're asking you, what crazy thing did your sibling do to you? Yeah.
Wow.
Your sibling.
Where do we start?
We're really, really. I have two sisters, and man, we did all types of
stuff.
You're
the baby of the family, though, aren't you?
No, I'm actually the oldest.
You're
I'm the oldest.
And then you got your two sisters.
I have my two sisters, yeah.
So did you not wreak havoc in the house, Jamar, with
you know what?
Little girls?
Well, here's the deal. It was me and my sister, who are a year apart, and then my younger sister, who's 7 years younger than us. So we kind of like... She tortured us, and we tortured her because there was just such that gap. You know,
She
got treated like the little princess,
the only child.
The little baby. And then, you know, she saw that we felt slighted because she was getting such good treatment, so she rubbed it in. So we kind of put her through the ringer. I remember this one time, she had these overalls on there, like Oshkosh Bagosh overalls, my little sister Lexi. And Rachel and I were downstairs in the basement, and, you know, we're playing, and I got the great idea to pick her up by the Oshkosh strap and kind of swing her around.
No, you didn't.
So we took turns, and we're swinging her around, and eventually, the Oshkosh little buckle on the chest,
it came loose
and bent, and little Lexi went flying across the basement room, hits the ground on her face, and breaks out both of her teeth.
What?
Yeah. I wonder if she remembers that. I don't know. Maybe we'll call her later in the show and see if she'll... I don't even know if she... You know, we have a weird relationship. We love each other really, really, like, hard love, but we also, like, bicker badly. I think that might have something to do with it. The teeth thing.
And she says, you know, really, Jamar, did you have to do that with a lisp?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because the teeth have never come in the thing.
Marilyn, for a long time, she had a lisp. And
did she really?
Do you remember back in the day, like on the Cosby Show, like when Rudy had no teeth?
Yes.
People used to look at her and be like, oh, is she Rudy from the Cosby Show? We're like, no. Because she had no teeth for so long. Truth.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was probably the worst thing I ever did to her.
I have to think about what my sister did. I know what I did to my sister, my little sister.
Mm.
She's 9 years younger than me. So I was the only child for a long time. I had two older sisters. Then there was me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Margaret came along. And so she came along, and I enjoyed her immensely until, you know, she started talking. And then I thought, game over. And then I thought, she's getting a lot of attention. And so, you know, my two older sisters would get all the attention. I was really stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
So I got a slinky, and I used to tell her to come around the bottom of the stairs, and I'd go, Margaret. And the slinky would come down the stairs. And, you know, it would make that little whoosh, 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 whoosh. Oh. And it would scare that. Hell out of her.
Really?
Yeah. And she would start crying. And
the
my
slinky?
Mother, the slinky, because it was like a
it kind of looks like a creature down the stairs.
But it's the tonality of how you use it. Margaret, come to the stairs. And it would come down. And so it freaked her out so much as a little kid. I'm so sorry. She bought me a slinky. For one of my birthdays, she said, I haven't forgotten on the note.
The killer slinky.
I haven't forgotten.
And you never forget
that. It was a little miniature slinky. Right. She goes, and I had totally forgotten about that. She goes, I haven't forgotten. Funny.
That stuff never leaves
you. No.
Yeah, siblings have these, I don't know what it is. I mean, we're related. We're in the same house. But why do we have these rivalries where we torture each other like
I don't know.
That?
Tom, did anybody, you have brothers.
I have three brothers. And what the most notable one is... my brother had his friends over, and somehow they decided to have fun with a roll of masking tape, and they completely taped me up.
On the wall?
Like, I don't think it was on a wall. I think it was to a chair.
That's great.
Yeah. No, they didn't!
They kept yelling, tape your mouth! And I don't know why, but if I called my brother right now and I said, do you remember the masking tape? He would yell out, tape your mouth!
Really?
It was, honestly, it was horrible. Like, I hated it. even though it was kind of funny, but it was embarrassing toward, like, in front of his friends.
Of right, course. Right.
But why'd they pick you? Because you're just the little guy?
I was, even though I was kid? Older than him.
No!
Oh my gosh, no! Tom, what are you kidding
I
me?
I was smaller than him.
Okay, that's
so
right.
The little
just
brother?
Just a little fella.
Oh, man. Okay, so there it is. That's Truth Tuesday. Let's just get it out of our system.
Yeah.
We are already getting a ton of time.
Really?
Okay, yeah. Let's find
let's
out.
Let's get him out. Get him out. What crazy thing did your sibling do to you? I can't say we're enjoying the texts we're getting from you about Truth Tuesday.
What crazy thing did your sibling do to you? I mean, like, there was death and destruction.
Yeah, we launched this topic earlier for Truth Tuesday this morning. We've been sieving through the text that we can read without having the authorities called. These are some brutal households.
Do you want to hear my brutal one?
Sure.
Because some things that are shocking in your life, you put away and hope that Pandora's box is never open again. So it's very snowy in Pittsburgh. It's a little hill in front of our house. I've got two older sisters. One is 7 years older. One is 4 years older. And I'm about, maybe we'll say 3-4 years old at the time.
Wow.
So snowy, got a little sled. We all take turns going down the hill. My mother says to them, don't put her down. Don't put her on the sled without one of you two being on there. And please don't do that. Send her down by herself. What do? They send me down by myself.
On the sled.
Yeah. This is going to sound nasty, but okay. Have you ever seen the undercarriage of a car and a wheel next to you?
What?
No, I've never, not from that perspective.
So I went down the hill, a car came, and I went underneath the car.
You're
and the
kidding?
Wheel was right next to
Marilyn,
me.
Marilyn, you're kidding
no,
me.
No, I was 4 years old. No.
I'm in shock.
That is a story Tom and I've worked for a long time that you've never heard before.
I have never heard that.
But I think I just, as we were talking about some of these things and reading some of the texts, I went, you know, that did happen. And I know my little sister did know about that story. I told her a couple of years ago. But my other sister confirmed. She goes, yeah, that happened.
Yo.
It's something that the family doesn't like to talk about. But yeah.
When you find out your child almost got the other child run over by a car, right. You're grounded for life.
I was really lucky. Now remember, I'm a little kid. I shot under like a
yeah, person. Like, phew, right
under
the car.
I just remember like being underneath, very calm, didn't cry, and looked over, and there is a tire. So there you go, everybody. You think that's a bad story? Read some of these texts.
Yeah, good morning. We lived in an old house on Blackthorn Avenue in Toronto. My twin brother would squish me behind the doors until the hinges popped off.
Oh, my God.
That's a tight squeeze.
Oh, my God.
The doors come
ping,
off.
Ping,
squeeze
ping,
you
ping,
until
ping.
You'd leak.
Ew.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Tex says, him and his friends, when I wasn't home, went into my bedroom and took my entire underwear and bra drawers and dumped them all over the entire house. So, so mean. Wow. Good morning. My brother, who I love dearly, told me I was adopted. And found in a garbage can. I believed them until my kindergarten teacher asked my mom if I was adopted, and she said no.
That made it to school.
When it makes it to school, you know it's kind of a big deal. I have an older sister and younger sister, and the older sister and I were playing hide and seek, and then I figured out, hey, I'll hide in the dryer. That's a good thing. Until the dryer door, somebody leaned against the dryer door and it turned on the dryer.
No!
Now, kids, don't try that at home.
Tumble dry.
Yeah,
tumble dry.
So the question this morning for Truth Tuesday is, what crazy thing did your sibling do to you? Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Susie.
Okay, did some sibling hurt your feelings in the past?
Well, kind of. I thought my brother and I were really close. And one day we're out playing in my dad's truck. And he says, well, you know what? I wonder what this thing does, this thing that's called a cigarette lighter. And so red rings, the whole thing. And I'm thinking, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what this thing does. Because my dad didn't smoke. It was just in the truck.
Right.
And he says, you know what? I wonder what happens if we put it to the tip of your nose.
Oh, no!
And he did.
And he burned your nose.
It really hurt, and it burnt, and I had rings on the bottom of the tip of my nose for weeks.
That's great. That's
why am I laughing?
I don't know. But we to this day we laugh about it. He just turned 60 the other month, and every time we talk about it, it is just one of those stories that comes up.
Have you given him any revenge since that time? No.
No, we just weren't normally like that, you know? But that one time, other than the other time when the truck went rolling down the driveway and he says, you better look out.
What?
Okay, what's that story about?
Oh, he put it in neutral.
Your brother is hell on earth.
Hey,
okay?
you guys are lucky you're alive. What's going on in that house?
Thanks for your call.
Have a great day.
Okay, be safe around that man.
Bye.
So did your sibling do something crazy to you? Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. You know those jolly jumpers that people used to put their kids in?
Wait, explain the jolly jumper to me. I'm not sure. Yeah.
It's a thing that your baby used to sit in when they were just learning how to walk.
Oh, and it has like kind of the elastic straps and they
attached,
can jump up and down?
Yeah, sometimes it's on a brace or sometimes it's on the door, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, nobody knew why I looked so unjolly on the jolly jumper until my uncle saw one day my sister come up behind me and pull me like a slingshot and let me fly.
And let you fly. This is what they were doing behind your uncle's face, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, my uncle finally saw what was going on. And then, you know, my sister got told. But until then, you know, I
not
was
not so
horrified.
Jolly on the jumper.
Oh, not,
yeah,
so,
not
jolly.
So jolly.
Thank you for your call.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This one, I don't even know if this is true. I told my brother to touch the end of a spark plug on a running, I think it's lawnmower. It sparked his growth. He's now 6'4". Like, really?
Are you all happy that all of you that are single children, only children, that you are only children?
Oh, yeah.
Because the hell that we all had to go through to get it to this point.
Oh, these are great stories.
Yeah, they
these
are.
These are the best stories. You missed out. Like, you could have had a brother like me who broke your front teeth out.
Yeah. You know, my son, I said to my son, he's an only child. I go, do you feel bad that you didn't have siblings? He said, you know, you don't, because you never know what that's like.
No idea.
But he said, I enjoy hearing the terror that happened to you, Mom.
Keep them coming. It's Truth Tuesday, of course. Good morning. This is the E-Talk Entertainment Update. We are joined by Danielle Graham. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. Happy to be with you all.
Okay, enough of that. Enough of that.
Yeah, I don't know. We want to get to the
okay, there's so much going on.
There
First
is.
Of all, can I tell you something? We're going to talk about the royal family.
Yes.
Did you see our little Louis?
What a muffin.
Is he a prince? What is he?
He's prince.
He's little Prince Louis. Had his picture taken yesterday or shown yesterday.
Yeah.
He's a year old today, but they released the pictures yesterday. And my whole theory is saying to Jamar and the gang that I think that Meghan and Harry's baby's, like, she's in labor right now. So they wanted to make sure that they posted those pictures.
Yep.
And, you know, got that ahead done.
Right, because you couldn't post that photo of Louis right after Harry and Meghan's baby was born.
That would
be in poor taste, as they say.
Wow, so this is really, you really think this is what happened?
I'm on board with Marilyn's theory, but I want to know if you think Meghan and Harry are having a little boy or a little girl.
I think it's a boy.
You think it's a boy. Okay, I think it's a girl. And I think her name will begin with D, not because my name is Danielle, but because his mother was, of course, Diana. Her mother is Doria, so it would be a nice way to honor the moms. There are some reports and there's some speculation that after Diana died, William got the engagement ring, but Harry got the chance to reserve the name Diana for any of his future, maybe possible children. What an arrangement.
Wow.
But the big question is, the report came out in the Sunday Times that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle could be moving to Botswana next year and could stay there for 2 to 3 years to raise their family.
Really?
Yes. Now, the palace did not deny the story. They called it speculation and said no decision had been made. So that sounds to me like sort of kind of maybe confirmation. It doesn't sound like a shut it down situation at all. Why Botswana? Well, Harry and Meghan are very close to the country. They went on a camping trip there. Harry spent a lot of time there. But the question is, Why? Well, you know, I love tucking into royal gossip with Marilyn and with Lainey. So I talked to Lainey before I got here.
Good work. That's called research.
That's what we do. And I love this tea. Reports are, the palace insiders are saying that William is feeling very insecure right now. All the shine is on Harry. He wants to remind the Commonwealth, remind the people, I am the future king. I will be leading us. My brother's getting all the shine and all the gloss and everybody loves them. Go away. Go to Botswana. There'll be no focus on you and people can be reminded once again of my power and who I am, which is kind of crazy, but I can see how that could be a thing because, you know, in terms of a popularity contest, Harry and Meghan always win over Kate and Will. There's also, Harry and Meghan are so comfortable together and there's such an ease between them.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, William and Kate can be rather stiff or perceived to be rather stiff.
Yeah, they're a little
stiff.
More stuffy, right?
Yeah. And the other thing is, too, if you're Harry and Meghan and you're in Botswana, you can get away with anything now. There's no one watching or paying attention. And even if you do something that the palace doesn't like, they'll call and say, hey, we don't don't like that. And then they'll say, okay, well, that's too bad. We're in Botswana. Bye.
We're going to go zipline. No, we're going to go ziplining now. See you later.
See ya. Or bad reception. Sorry, can't hear you. Bye. Right?
Sorry, can't hear. Again.
Like, this is a win-win.
Okay, now, let's just talk. Do you have a name in mind that starts with a D besides yours?
No, I don't. I mean, okay. I like Danielle. It's classic.
It's so pretty. Yeah. See, I think it's going to be a boy. It's going to be a boy.
Okay.
And I think I'm looking at all the names that they're talking about, you know, all these British tabloids are weighing in. I kind of think it's Frederick, peaceful ruler.
Frederick.
That's so perfect. Because Harry and Meghan are such peaceful people.
Yeah. And say, come on, Fred, we're going to go ziplining
Freddy.
In Botswana.
Freddy is very cute, too.
Cute. Little Freddy.
And it's also American and British. It works both ways.
I'm just going to say that.
Taking bets now. We're taking bets.
It's going
to
be a
call-in. It's amazing to me how they turned that around. Harry was the runt. Remember when he was a kid? Yeah. He's the runt kid. Like,
the little redhead.
The little redhead kid.
Yeah,
you know, he became the cool one.
Yeah. He's so cool. He's so handsome. She's so cool. Like, everything about them is just cool. Kate and Will aren't exactly cool. Right? They don't necessarily have the cool factor. So,
but they're perfect.
Bye, brother.
They're perfect to be what
in that
they're
role.
Gonna be, yeah.
Absolutely.
Diana would be a tough one for them to call her.
Yeah. It could be.
If it's a girl, that would be a burden, I think.
Yeah, it's
how much more time do we have?
A solid middle name, I guess.
Is that it?
Marilyn wants 30 minutes on this story. We don't have it, though.
What kind of a radio station?
I think we'll get
news of the baby within the next 48 hours.
Okay.
Wow.
Last story.
30 seconds.
Jonas Brothers. New music. Yay. Or a new album, rather. Happiness Begins. It's coming out June 7th. This is the first album in a decade from the Joe Bros. Much anticipated. They took to their Instagram and Twitter accounts to announce it. They've got big shows coming up. Saturday Night Live and the Billboard Music Awards both in May. So yay for Joe Bro fans.
Danielle Graham. Good to see you. We'll see you tonight on E Talk on CTV at 7 o'clock. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Marilyn Dennis in control right now, and we're going to give you the control, John and Arlene.
Yeah.
Playing a game called The Man I Am.
The Man I Am.
On Team Marilyn is the man named Arlene.
Jokes.
Good morning,
Arlene. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How about you?
Pretty good.
The woman.
And we got John and Jamar's team.
Hey, John. Good morning, sir.
Hey, what's up, Jamar?
Great. How you doing?
Good.
So, cool prize pack for the two of you if you win this morning. The Man I Am prize pack. Listen to these prizes. Two Schick razors, two refills, blank Maple Leafs jersey, Zach Hyman Leafs jersey, and $1,000 Real Sports Bar and Grill gift card. I've done these contests a million times. I've never heard of a bar and grill giving away $1,000 to blow in the bar. What? You know how many nachos that is?
Welcome to Canada.
I'm not leaving. Okay.
And so thank you to Schick Hydro and their campaign, The Man I Am. Okay. So basically, we're going to give you 30 seconds to answer these questions. And the topic is, how about this? Famous men. Okay, Arlene?
Okay.
Are you ready? You're going to go first. The topic is famous men. And Curtis, you have to take us in.
All right, Arlene, your 30 seconds starts now.
He's the singer who comes from Stratford.
Justin Bieber.
He's the Prime Minister of Canada.
Justin Trudeau.
He sang Sexy Back.
Justin Timberlake.
He's the Canadian who married Blake Lively.
Ryan Reynolds.
He's the Canadian who starred in La La Land.
Ryan Gosling.
He's the host of American Idol.
Ryan Seacrest.
He's the lead singer of Coldplay.
I'm going to pass for now. But
what famous Chris stars in Jurassic World?
What story? Say that again.
What famous Chris stars in Jurassic World?
Chris, who was married to Anna.
Dawn. Dawn.
Sorry.
Dawn. I've given too much liberty. Dawn.
We were looking for Chris Martin, yeah. And we were looking for Chris Pratt.
Yeah. We'll count that.
How?
Yep. So that's seven.
Who was the last one who was married to Anna? And I forget.
Chris Pratt.
That's right. I knew that. I forgot about that.
Okay. Yay!
Yay, seven for Arlene.
All right, John. Are you present, John? Are you ready for this? All right, John. Uh-oh. Let's steam through this. We're looking for eight. Take your time, but not too much time. And let's go. Curtis, please.
All right, John, your 30 seconds starts now.
The nickname for Dwayne Dwayne Johnson.
What?
Who is Maggie Gyllenhaal's brother?
Jake.
Who's been married to Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie?
Brad Pitt.
He played Edward in Twilight.
Pass.
What soccer player's nickname was Posh Spouse?
Beckham. David.
Who plays Captain Jack Sparrow?
What's his name?
What rapper's name is Drizzy?
Great.
Who played Harry Potter in 8 movies?
Pass.
Who, what actors in...
She got me.
Yeah. Five, yep.
Yeah.
Arlene won.
I love the first question. Who's Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
No, I said Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I did not say that. I said The Rock.
I know. Hey, listen, Arlene, you are the man.
Okay. Amazing.
You have won that contest. Schick's prize package, including that $1,000 to spend at Real Sports, plus the Zach Hyman jersey, and so much more. What did you win? Razors, refills, a plain jersey from the Maple Leafs. I mean, it's all there. You are going to be the talk of that bar. Let me tell you that.
You and the man in your life will be full of wings and less hair.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay, we have to we got to look at the menu at Real Sports.
Yeah.
What are you going to order?
The beer and wings and nachos and all bad stuff. I'm just going to completely indulge.
Oh, it's
my friends.
It's carbs and carbs and here's the menu right here. This is hysterical.
Okay.
Why didn't I look at this up sooner? Hang on, everybody. Stay with me. What do you got? Okay, here we go. You got the dried aged brie burger. Oh, sign me up. The burger, the turkey burger, the vegan burger, the fried buffalo chicken sandwich, the maple miso Atlantic sandwich. That's a little too healthy.
You've only spent $100.
Oh, my God. Listen to this, Jamar. Low and slow slide ribs.
What?
How about a smoked chicken grilled cheese?
Yeah.
How about some brisket mac and cheese?
I'll take 3, please.
Okay, and how about this smoked pork belly burrito? I could go on, but I'm not going to.
All right.
I'm just getting full, just thinking about it. What time are you guys going? Because tomorrow and I'll be there.
We're stopping through. $1,000 to spend there.
Way to go, Arlene. Enjoy, Sean, good game. Just didn't have what you took.
Thank you, guys. Really all right.
Good sport, John. Thank you. Have a great day, all right?
Okay, I think I've just had an appendix attack. That was so exciting.
Who spends $1,000 at a sports bar?
I know.
You know how much Jägermeister that is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Tom's in.
Let me know. Caitlin is away today. She will be back tomorrow. Today marks 1 year since the Yonge Street tragedy. 1 year ago today, 10 lives were taken as a van tore down Yonge Street. And today, Toronto will remember those we lost. Torontonians are gathering in Mel Lastman Square this afternoon, and there will be a moment of silence at 1 p.m., the approximate time that the tragedy unfolded last year. It will include first responders, the family and friends of the victims, and those who watched in horror as the tragedy transformed our city. So good news here is that our former mayor, Toronto Mayor Barbara Hall, administrates the Toronto Strong Fund that was set up to aid victims. And she said yesterday that 25% of the victims eligible for compensation turned down the offer of money, insisting that the funds go to others who might need it
more. Look at
more.
That. Look at that. The heart of Toronto.
You got it.
Unbelievable. Hey, can you believe... Beyonce fans, at one point, if you were a part of the Beehive, you could only get Lemonade on Tidal. That's the streaming service that Jay-Z is actually ahead of.
Right.
That's all changed now. Apple and Spotify are now streaming Lemonade. I got to wonder why.
Maybe because it wasn't doing so well.
Tidal, there's so many, we talk about this all the time, where you have so many choices for streaming services with movies. You got Netflix, Crave, this, that. Same thing with music. There's just so many services. And with Tidal, I mean, a lot of people supported because it was Jay-Z.
Sure.
But, I mean, they still have some inroads to make with, like, Spotify and iTunes.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was a sales thing or...
Or they didn't market themselves well enough?
I don't know. I really don't understand why, but that's the thing now. So if you have Spotify or Apple, you can get Beyonce content now.
That's great.
And speaking of content, we are all awaiting the contention between our Leafs and the Raptors. It's happening tonight.
It's a must win tonight for the Leafs.
Can you believe it? And the Raps can wrap it up against Orlando. They've been a great... Watching Kawhi Leonard play basketball is simply incredible. I hope he stays in town. I really do.
Because,
he spins and pirouettes and moves so easily and freely through the lane like a ballerina.
Yeah.
But like an athletic big guy ballerina. It's crazy. They're so good, the Raptors.
So they could win the series 4-1. That is amazing.
Yeah, it'd be great.
This is a big night tonight.
Yeah. It's a very big night.
I think I need to buy a couple of televisions, just like the executives have up on the fifth floor. Yeah. Have you gone to their offices?
What's going on up there?
They've got 18,000
television
screens.
Okay.
Yeah. They're watching you
back
right now.
Back up the truck. Let's put one in there.
So they can watch everything. I mean, that's their sports club.
Yeah, but they're there in person, too, right? They're in the suite. You know, they're probably flying down to Boston.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Tom. Yeah. So in other words, that office is vacant. Let's go.
Okay.
Anyway, good luck to our teams tonight, and hopefully we'll have good news to talk about tomorrow.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.